one word for that. I can't think.
When you say the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Common? Common usually means something like lower class, not rich, and lower class, not being cultured, not having the manners and the education that mm-hmm. money usually can afford you.
Mm-hmm. If you say that girl is very common, what do you mean?
Rude and unmannered. Mm-hmm. It also, I guess it could mean she was loose.
Is it ever used in a complimentary sense?
Well, someone has common sense. Or it could be complimentary in that the person is not prejudiced. It's just one of the common people. Just they're not necessarily bad people. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily a derogatory term.
Okay, if an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
virile. He's still going strong.
Okay. If it's a younger person you're talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the go, you'd say he's very...
Oh, gosh. got a lot of get up and go. I don't know.
The children are out later than usual, you say. I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
worried or apprehensive.
Right. You wouldn't say you felt easy about it. You'd say you felt...
uneasy.
Okay. I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm...
scared.
Okay. Are there any other words that you might use in that situation?
Afraid. Fearful.
She isn't afraid now, but she...
was afraid. If you're just kidding around, you could say, afeared.
Do you ever use that?
Not seriously, just mm-hmm. sometimes joking.
Okay, if the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
All right, and the patient might answer, I blank some yesterday.
I took some yesterday.
And I'll blank some more later.
I'll take some more later.
Okay. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you would say he blank a lot in the hot sun.
Sure did sweat a lot, or sweated a lot.
Oh, okay. What's a discharging sore that comes to a head?
A boil.
Okay. And when the boil opens, the stuff that drains out is?
Pus.
Are there any other names that you use here?
No.
If you've got some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say my hand
is swollen.
All right, and if it did that yesterday?
It swelled.
Okay, and you'll probably do it.
It probably will swell.
When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is?
Water, I guess. That's all I've ever called it.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm and you say you have a...
an injury. A bullet wound. A bullet.